Now, what happened to Sinn Féin in the local and European elections? Less than 12% of the vote, compared to nearly 25% in the general election 4 years ago. Kieran Dineen has been speaking to some of the people who ran for the party this time round.
We're supposed to be the main opposition party, but for the big issues that came around on people's minds during the year, we didn't provide much opposition.
Councillor Aidan Mullins, elected in Laois, says Sinn Féin paid the price for some policy missteps.
Number one, the whole area of immigration, which we didn't take firm stance on policy-wise for quite a while. The second big issue, major issue, was the support of the two referendums. How we got that so badly wrong. That was a major issue for people. And thirdly, the hate speech bill. It doesn't get the headlines, but certainly it resonated with a lot of people.
Colette Nolan failed to win a seat in Enniscorthy, County Wexford.
There was an influx of independents that came in, which would have affected the council seats. Sinn Féin as a whole has gained council seats. We had put an awful lot more candidates forward. The last time we were at general election, afterwards, the public, there was an outcry in the public for, oh, you didn't run enough candidates, you didn't run enough candidates. What we do is we dust ourselves off after it. We learn from what went wrong and we change to give the people exactly what they want.
Marion Falvey O'Sullivan failed to get elected in Listowel, County Kerry.
You know, the issues that, of course, that came up was the housing, you know, the cost of housing, you know, the cost of living for people. The same things came up. They weren't happy with the government that's in place at the moment. But yes, a lot of them got voted back in again.
Thomas Healy, who won a seat in Sligo, is positive about Sinn Féin's future.
There's a lot of anger out there with a lot of people, doesn't mean, on different issues. I suppose if you look at Sligo ourselves, like, we're in a region of transition. We don't seem to be getting our fair share of anything. Between our hospital waiting lists, schools, roads, between all these things. These were all the issues that was raised. There was not much talk about immigration at all. And as I says, look, you definitely can't put local and general elections together, because if you look at back in 2019, when some of our candidates didn't make it, the general election was called and a lot of them candidates went on then to be TDs.
Tommy Guilfoyle is a new councillor in Ennis, County Clare.
We have more councillors than we had the last local election. So the people that believe in our policies and our ideals, we've increased that. But we may have lost this protest swing vote. And I believe that these independents that may have got elected, they're like cholesterol. There's good ones and there's bad ones.
Sinn Féin councillor Tommy Guilfoyle in Ennis in County Clare, ending that report by Kieran Dineen. With us in studio now, Una Mullally, columnist with the Irish Times, and on the line, the Irish Independent's political correspondent, Gabia Gatovitz-Gaita. You're both very welcome. Una, how do you explain Sinn Féin's performance?
I mean, the easy answer, I suppose, is not enough people voted for them. I guess that speaks to how deep or how superficial their 2020 general election result is. They obviously ran way too many candidates. They ran too few next time. Maybe the next run out, they'll hit the sweet spot. Their canvassing infrastructure just did not match the number of candidates that they ran. I mean, I live in Mary Lou McDonald's constituency in Dublin, North Inner City electoral area. I haven't seen a single Sinn Féin canvasser this year. And that's an issue for them. But I think there's an energy thing going on. I think that they didn't get their vote out. I think that their campaign was weirdly incohesive. It felt like they were running general election campaign messaging in a local and European context. They have a major issue in Dublin. They didn't get their base or vote out, or their new base appears to be a little bit flittering away. They didn't get a youth vote out. I think a lot of people have lost faith a little bit. People were very kind of apathetic and not engaged in these elections right up until the last moment in many cases. And I do think that that benefits, traditional markers and also name familiarity. And Sinn Féin have an issue with depth, I think, in the recognition of a lot of politicians. I think you'd struggle to find a tremendous amount of people in Ireland who could name more than four Sinn Féin TDs, to be honest.
Gabia, Una says that, you know, they didn't get their vote out in many sectors. Is one of the problems that the people who have traditionally voted for Sinn Féin have moved to other quarters because the far right has now managed to get its voice heard thanks to whether it's the pandemic, the war in Ukraine, the housing shortage? It has managed to take a significant number of people with them, people who at one time in 2020 would have voted for Sinn Féin.
Well, I think the far right did see a number of councillors that were elected across the country, perhaps not as many as we would have expected, but certainly they did see a positive result in this local election. I don't know if that's necessarily the Sinn Féin vote. Certainly when it comes to the local elections in particular, and the Europeans too, it's a system that favours incumbents, and Sinn Féin just found it incredibly difficult to knock those incumbent hardworking councillors off. There's also this narrative that's being put forward, particularly by Mary Lou McDonald, that the people haven't voted for Sinn Féin, they've instead voted for independents and other parties. That's not necessarily the case. It's been an election that's very positive for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and people have voted for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and those councillors who perhaps are very hardworking. Working, you know, they fix local issues such as fixing the pothole or looking after the road. Also, this narrative being put forward by Mary Lou McDonald on the RTÉ 61 News saying that some people took out their anger with the government on us because they think we're in government. I mean, that's just not the case, and I don't think that's why the electorate voted the way it did. However, I would put a health warning on this for the general election because that is a different kind of an election. And Fine Gael, for example, a third of their TDs aren't running. Again, we're talking about a system that favours incumbents. So it's going to be difficult for them to keep those TDs. Also, you know, Sinn Féin will presumably be more energised whenever the election comes, and they will be under pressure to deliver. Certainly some of the strategies that they employed in this election were very strange, you know, running way too many candidates, taking candidates who had safe seats and running them elsewhere where they didn't win a seat and their original seat was lost. So they'll want to brush up on that and make sure they hold on to their TDs.
Una, the far right, it has created an electoral space now in Irish politics, regardless of how small. It has three councillors now on Dublin City Council, significant in its own right. It's there now. Will it only get bigger?
It's hard to know. I mean, the fact that it, as you say, it's there, the fact that there were people running on explicitly anti-immigrant tickets, I guess, the fact that in the Euros as well, there were a lot of, a significant amount of votes accumulated, you know, That's a massive danger. And I think that in Ireland, we have a tendency to view things in a very kind of parochial kind of way. Oh, this is down to, you know, direct provision accommodation centres or something like that. This is part of a pattern that we're seeing play out across Europe. If it wasn't, then the people who represent that point of view would not be basically using this off-the-shelf canned thinking that is very cliche and repetitious across Europe and indeed in the UK and the US as well. And that rhetoric is appalling. And I find it appalling anyway. But I think that whether that's taking a huge chunk away from Sinn Féin, you know, I've been at multiple anti-immigrant protests over the past couple of years. The people who are protesting are explicitly anti-Sinn Féin. I mean, you're talking about people who are walking around with placards of Mary Lou McDonald's face with traitor emblazoned across it. If Sinn Féin follow that vote or attempt to, first of all, it's a spectre that in a lot of cases doesn't make a material difference to people's lives. So if you're telling people that it does and then that doesn't actually pan out when they vote for you, that's a massive problem. But in general, it's a cul-de-sac. It's extraordinarily negative. I think if you look at what the Sock Dems did in Dublin, you know, Dublin, Sinn Féin, so-called heartland, the Sock Dems are now the second biggest party on Dublin City Council. They've doubled their number of councillors to 10, Sinn Féin on 9. That's a really bad showing for Sinn Féin on Dublin City Council. So, you know, I think that we need to really zoom out and examine what's happening in terms of this rightward populist you know, conspiratorial slide that's happening in politics globally. You know, this question of human decency when it comes to the you know, certain things that these guys, and they are mostly guys, saying.
Gabby, what's your view on how Sinn Féin can reposition themselves as a party then within this new framework?
Well, look, I think they're going to have to, they're obviously doing their review. There's going to be pressure for them to do this quickly and to implement any changes quickly. We're not quite sure of when a general election will be, but I think certainly many in Leinster House are operating on the belief that it'll be very soon after the budget. So that gives them a couple of months to build themselves back up, and that may hit Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael electorally. You know, certainly it's going back to basics. It's putting out that very basic strategy of, you know, perhaps people are a little bit tired of that message of change, so they might need to maybe switch that up into something that's a bit more fresh. And certainly when it comes to basic things like campaigning and canvassing, you know, to be out on the doors every single night and to be talking to people. And I was in the RDS all weekend, and I was speaking to, you know, Sinn Féin local election candidates who did say they were out on the doors every single night. So perhaps not the case that none of them were out. But certainly whatever they've learned now on the ground, they have to pass that up the leadership chain. Okay. And that has to be taken into account.
Thank you both very much indeed for joining us on the programme. Gabby Gadavitz-Gaita from the Irish Independent, Una Mullally, columnist with the Irish Times.